One notorious challenger of the banks is another former IMF chief economist, the British-born Simon Johnson. He's now a professor at the Sloan School of Business at Massachusetts Institute of Technology and a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, describing his alarm at the way banks have got the whole American economic system in their embrace or bear hug. There's new banking legislation in the United States. Is that tackling the problem, I asked Simon Johnson?
No, I'm afraid it's not. There's about 2,400 pages in the latest financial reform legislation. Very little of it will make any difference at all. It's all been watered down. It's been negotiated away. The lobbyists have done a terrific job, and I'm sure they'll enjoy wonderful bonuses this year. But in terms of overall systemic stability and reducing the level of risk as we go forward into the next cycle, there is essentially nothing in this legislation that will make any difference.
So if the banks fail again, then the same bailout would be even bigger, would it?
It could be, and that's certainly one thing to worry about. The other possibility, of course, is the Greece-type scenario where you can't afford to do a bailout. So too big to fail could become too big to save, and that, of course, can lead to very bad further outcomes, including a type of Great Depression. And, I mean, there's nothing anywhere written that says that you can't repeat the experience of the 1930s. I think you absolutely can if you let the financial sector go mad.
Because what dazzles people, I think, is the way these things ricochet around and take new shapes in a couple of months or so. And, of course, what we have at the moment is this stuff in the euro where the nations with great big debts, we're not quite sure where the debts fall if they're defaulted on, are they? So we could have the potential of another banking crisis.
Well, we know there's enough debt to be dangerous. We don't know the exact dimensions, particularly because much of it involves derivatives. And derivatives are, by their nature, very opaque and have been quite secretive. So you don't know if the derivative positions of this or that prominent French bank, for example, would be such as to limit the damage from a default, for example, in Greece, or to amplify that same damage. And that's something you only find out, I think, the minister only finds out a few hours before the critical decision of bailout or bust. And that's not a good situation.